This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 315 for Monday, March 24th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE canola futures remain lower on Friday morning, adding to last week's losses. The May canola contract gives up $4.70 at $567 per ton, and the July contract is down $4.40 at $577.40 per ton. Pressure on canola continues to come from China's 100% tariffs on its import of Canadian canola meal and oil, along with other products. On Friday, Prime Minister Mark Carney said he wants to start talks with China to resolve the tariff issue, but that plan is in limbo, with Carney calling the federal election on Sunday. Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada projects canola production for 2025-26 at 18 million tons, with ending stocks rising to 2 million tons from this year's estimate of 1.3 million. Losses in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed are holding canola to the downside. Modest gains in crude oil are trying to temper further declines in the vegetable oils. Temperatures across the prairies are to range today from 0 to 10 degrees Celsius. There's a mix of rain and snow pushing eastward through the region. The Canadian dollar is higher on Monday morning, with the loonie at 69.84 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 69.7. In the United States, the southern plains are to get some rain over the next few days, while south and central Texas are to get more. The rest of Texas, west to Kansas, are to be largely dry, with little precipitation further to the east. Ag Rural cuts 2.3 million tons from its call on the Brazil soybean harvest, now at 165.9 million tons. That harvest is said to be 77% complete versus 69% this time last year. As for Brazil's second corn crop, Ag Rural forecasts it at 87.9 million tons. ICAR raises its estimate on the Russian wheat crop by 1.5 million tons at 82.5 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Monday morning. The May contract is down 3 cents at $10.07 per bushel. May soy oil pulls back about 2/10 of a cent at 41.83 cents per pound. May soy meal loses $3 at $297.30 per short ton. Also in Chicago, May corn gives up 3 cents at 461.5 per bushel. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as Chicago May drops 11.5 cents at 547. Kansas City May retreats 12.5 cents at 576. And Minneapolis May falls 9 cents at 596. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday morning, March 24th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.